Monday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to a new week.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Oil market below $60, just in time for Christmas and holiday travel.
I reckon, yeah, fill up those big thirsty beasts. Yeah, we're going to go to the oil market again because there was further significant move in the oil price trading on Friday, and it is lower, Mike. You are right. I got Brent crude closing at $58.80, so that's another 6% fall in trading in the one session on Friday. And Mike, quite remarkably, that's the third time in the last 2 weeks that the oil price has fallen over 6% in one session. I don't remember the last time I saw that. So remember, the recent high was over $86, and the New Zealand dollar was under 65 cents against the US dollar as well. So in New Zealand dollar terms, you were looking at 130 New Zealand dollars a barrel. Now, if we do the same calculation now, Kiwi dollars changed, the oil price has changed, you're getting it at $86.77. So that's a 35% fall in New Zealand dollar terms, and that is significant. So you've got this continuation of concerns around continuing oversupply of crude. You've got that mixed in with a healthy dose of concern over the weakening global growth, some potentially lower levels of demand, and all that adds up to a lower price. Mike, but there's something going on in the background that I like here. It's fascinating. It's the geo sort of political situation in the background here, because Trump, President Trump, is hailing the falling price, and I think he might have actually taken some credit for it last week. But over the weekend, he tweeted, "The fall in price is like a big tax cut for America and for the world. Thank you, Saudi Arabia, but let's go lower." Now, somehow, I think there might be a limit to the supposed generosity from OPEC and Saudi Arabia. And I think the OPEC hotlines will be very busy between now and the G20 meeting later this week. And you've got an OPEC meeting early December. And I do think you'll see some sort of supply response, and they'll tighten up the production.
All right, we'll wait and see on that. Meantime, as we've just heard, Brexit's through. Gibraltar was a problem. I think the Spanish is still going to be a problem. The fishing's still a problem, so we're not there yet.
Not quite, but, you know, we've had the update. So I just want to point out, in the last few weeks, we've seen quite a big move in the value of the Great British Pound against the New Zealand dollar. It was trading at one stage at about 0.49, so that's one New Zealand dollar by 0.49 quid. That was in early October. The pound has weakened off, and now one New Zealand dollar will get you just under 53p, stabilised in the last week. And this much maligned Brexit deal, in terms of the UK opposition, is grinding its way through the process. As you said, we had that hiccup with the treatment of Gibraltar, which once again highlights the complications inherent in this Brexit process. And I keep seeing the metaphor, it's like trying to unscramble an egg, is trying to get the UK out of the EU Union. It looks like Spain's okay with the Gibraltar treatment, tick that off, and the UK summit, the EU summit, has come together. They've approved the Brexit deal. A lot of people stressing, I see in the media releases, that this is the only deal. So there is a full court press now from the EU side of the equation, trying to quell, as you pointed out, the speculation that there'll be a sort of Norway-style plan B, because now they probably won't be able to get this deal through the Commons. So that vote happens sometime in December. I'm not sure when in December it happens.
Just before Christmas, she says.
Yeah, so I think the markets would have expected the EU vote to go May's way, but I think you'll get significant nervousness and uncertainty now leading into that House of Commons vote.
I reckon. What are the numbers this Monday morning?
Okay, so the US back trading after their Thanksgiving Day holiday on Thursday, but I think it was a shortened session. Dow Jones, 24,285, down 178 points. The S&P 500, 2632, down 17, and the Nasdaq 6938, down 33. FTSE 100, 6952, down 7. The Nikkei, 21646. They gained 139 points. Good on them. Shanghai Composite, 2579. The ASX 200, up 25 points, 5716. And we were little changed on Friday on the NZX 50, 8701. And the currencies, one New Zealand dollar by 0.6775 US, 0.9367 Aussie, 0.5977 Euro, 0.5290 quid, 76.54 yen, gold trading at $1,223, and as I said, Brent crude, $58.80.
Good start. We'll see you Tuesday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, he's at JMI Wealth. He and the team available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.